creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to talk to you a little bit about some core reasons anxious, preoccupied, attachment style individuals struggle with their self-esteem. So this is a really important topic, and it's something that when we are struggling with low self-esteem as an anxious, preoccupied individual, it kind of like sparks this cycle where you'll feel insecure. And so then you'll try to become good enough or people please to, get approval, gain acceptance, gain inclusion, and you'll sort of self-abandon as a strategy to do that. But then in the self-abandonment itself, we reinforce messaging to ourselves at a subconscious level that in fact we are worthy of being abandoned. So it creates this sort of vicious cycle where it's like you have these core features that spark low self-esteem. You try to compensate for them, and in the compensation behaviors themselves, it further reinforces that cycle of low self-esteem continuing. So I want to talk about five major things that are important to target if you want to really reprogram so that you can feel confident, feel like you're thriving in your relationships, feel like you can, get close to people and bond without feeling like you have to lose your sense of self or that you always have to prove yourself to be worthy of love. So the first thing is it's going to be really important to dial in on core wound reprogramming. We know this. We've talked about this in this channel before. If you haven't done this yet, please take the time to do this for yourself. It will not only improve like how you feel and your own feeling of competence, but it will give you like freedom back from thinking all the time about your own inadequacies or how you're not good enough or fearing rejection, fearing abandonment. And it will put you in a place where you actually feel more stable and rooted in your sense of self and feel like you're deserving of good things, lasting relationships. You'll get triggered less often. You'll feel more stable and less afraid in relationships, which will show. And at a subconscious level, no matter what, people get a little bit put off by neediness, and it sucks. It shouldn't have to be that way. But biologically, it's like if we were trying to survive in the wild and then we don't know somebody that well, and they're like, hey, I need you to take care of me. We're like, no, I need to survive out on my own first. And so early in the dating stage of romantic relationships, those same dynamics biologically are playing a role. We want to stay away from people that feel needy before we actually have a bond with them. Once there's a bond, that starts to change a little bit, but that bond has to be a deep bond for that to really start changing. So, what's happening is early on, APs accidentally push people away with some of those insecurities, and it's not a nice way to feel, and definitely not a nice pattern to feel in relationships either, where you give, you love, all you want to do is connect and show up, and you feel like you accidentally keep pushing people away, or people seem to keep leaving or pulling away. And it doesn't have to be like that, is what I'm trying to say. So anyways, the core wounds you really want to work on reprogramming are, I will be abandoned. I will be alone forever or alone for the foreseeable future. I am not good enough. I will be excluded. I will be rejected. Those are some big ones for APs. And I'm unlovable can be a big one that shows up in there too. And as you do that reprogramming work, you will free yourself of these things really, truly. And so I've seen this like hundreds, if not thousands of times over the past just few months. So, if you want to do a deeper dive into that, you can check out our Emotional Mastery Belief Reprogramming course, one of the most powerful courses to start with at the Personal Development School. You can check it out for free for 7 days. It gives you more than enough time to get through that whole course. Click the 7-day free trial membership link below if you want to check it out. You can print off the workbook and all the resources, go through the course, and have the tools you need to reprogram at a deeper level. We also have other videos that talk about this on this channel as well. But obviously, you get like the full extent and the 3 hours of course and all the tools and workbooks and all that stuff to use on a permanent basis. So number two, this is a really important thing to be aware of as well as an AP, the lack of self-identity. So this is one of the biggest reasons that APs can struggle in relationships, because there's this like such a focus on like my identity being about the relationships in my life. So many APs, their personality needs tend to be like emotional connection, social connection, romantic relationships, community, friendships, like all these different things that meet their needs. But then their entire sense of self is basically dependent on things other than things that are completely in their control, quite honestly. So it's like my sense of self depends on what people think around me, how much approval I have, how my relationships are going outside of me. And so when things are not going well, or when there's a pain point or a challenge in one of our major relationships, it causes the anxious, preoccupied individual to be like, I feel like my sense of self is being depleted. And also when there's a lack of balance across the 7 areas of life, so not just in the relationship area, but career, financial, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical as well, then what happens is we put too much pressure on that one area of our life because we think it should meet our needs for all areas of life. And when we feel unfulfilled, a lot of times we don't realize, hey, some of that lack of fulfillment also comes from that I'm not taking the time to really like develop my sense of self-identity. So examples of this would be like knowing what career I want to go into and doing something I love that fulfills me. And if I don't know right now, taking the time, if it takes a year to figure it out by trying new things, by taking career tests, by doing self-work and, you know, trying to understand more about the deeper layers of self and, you know, actually putting time and effort towards that, is a means to figure it out. And even if I don't have the perfect fit, just doing something that I enjoy, knowing that I'm developing that area of my life, that's huge. You know, finances, it's just like having healthy financial goals, you know, ability to like manage a budget, save a little bit of money where I can, like just having that stability in that area. And as you go through each of the areas of life, having a relationship to each of those areas, like mentals, like what I like to learn about, my personal thoughts, beliefs, opinions, ideas, you know, all these different things, emotional, it's like my relationship to my own emotions, how I self-soothe, regulate myself. So anyways, as you go through all these different seven areas and develop a sense of identity in each of those areas, this is so beautiful and powerful. And then when there's a problem in the relationship area, it doesn't feel like my whole world's falling apart because my whole world consists of so much more than just this one relationship romantically. And so as you have balance across the seven areas, you will find that like relationship problems will still be things you want to solve for, of course, and really care about, but it doesn't create this sense of like desperation and neediness and panic when I have a stable sense of self in these different areas. And this goes hand in hand with number three, and how this affects our self-esteem is codependency, right? And so much of codependency is I don't know my own needs or I don't meet them myself. And I don't have very good boundaries in the relationship to myself. And so I try to take care of somebody else's needs in full and give up myself to that person and expect somebody else to do the same. And a lot of people are not here for codependent relationships. A lot of people don't have that programming. Yes, a ton of people do. And I'm not judging it at all. I personally definitely had codependent tendencies for a long time growing up. But when we are in that position, then, you know, what that comes with is all these expectations and all this people pleasing and all this self-abandonment. And it just further reinforces all these cycles that actually break down the anxious preoccupied's self-esteem to begin with. So really correcting, like, who am I in the seven areas of life, learning to meet my own needs, learning to have my own boundaries, and learning to work through people pleasing and core wounds. These are huge, huge components of reprogramming anxious preoccupied attachment style. Now, if you want to do a deep dive again into this at a subconscious level and learn the tools for reprogramming, you can also check out the Emotional Mastery and Belief Reprogramming course, as I mentioned, or the Anxious Preoccupied Reprogramming course that targets these core areas as a whole. So you can check those out for 7 days for free below. And also, if you want to sign up for our next waitlist for the Integrated Attachment Theory training program, so like relationship coaching and helping people reprogram their attachment style, communicate, work through their core wounds, learn their boundaries, learn their needs, all this stuff, you can sign up to our waitlist right now. We are going to do another one this year because we had to close super early because we sold out so quickly. But we are, due to like so many requests, going to be doing another program in October, on Wednesday evenings beginning in October. So if you want to sign up for the waitlist for that, and get access to any early bird discounts that we offer, please go ahead and use the link below for that as well. So thank you for being here and for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already, and I will see you in the next video.